Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Dave Howell, Acting Director of the Vehicle Technologies Office of the U.S. Department of Energy. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carl. Glad to be here.
And tell our listeners a little bit about your office and what you do.
So the Vehicle Technologies Office here at the Department of Energy focuses on early stage, typically early stage high-risk research that can advance or deploy innovative vehicle technologies to support affordable or secure and reliable and efficient transportation systems across the U.S. Now, part of that is our deployment activity through the Clean Cities program as well. Our vision is really to strengthen our national security, enable future economic growth through the transportation sector, support, again, reliable, clean energy for the transportation sector, either through fuel diversity, not only using electrification or hydrogen fuel cells or advanced biofuels, but also through energy efficiency improvements and emissions reduction improvements through new technologies for internal combustion engines. All of this while trying to reduce the cost, the initial cost of new technologies and the operating cost of new technologies for consumers and businesses.
Sure. So let's talk a little bit about the impacts of COVID-19 on transportation and emissions, and some of those trends that you've been seeing.
So you probably read a lot of reports about how COVID-19 is affecting the transportation sector, and I think, you know, we can just look on our roads right now and see less and less traffic than we did before COVID-19. So there's obviously some impact. It's a little early to understand the full impacts of COVID-19 on the transportation sector, because regardless of vehicle type, whether it's a light-duty passenger car or if it's the way we're moving goods and people through mass transit or even through, you know, obviously aircraft, the airline industry has been impacted as well, and mass transit's been impacted. It's difficult to really understand the exact impact that's taking place. Now, we are working with our national laboratories in the Department of Energy to try to understand those impacts as we get more and more data. Funding through the CARES Act actually provided through our Office of Science to actually use the data and models, data and modeling techniques at our national laboratories to model how these traffic patterns are changing and traffic choices or transportation choices are changing. Even before COVID, though, we did see a change in how particularly goods were being moved. And, you know, with people at home, there is a lot of different ways that goods are being moved across the country. But we saw that coming anyway through, you know, the next day delivery type activities mm-hmm. and initiatives that you see. We're looking to things to understand, you know, how delivery will change, the last mile type delivery of goods and people, how that could change, and even looking at things like driverless cars and, you know, intelligent curbsides to see if that actually makes a difference as well.
Sure. So I know that the impact on transit and ridership's down. You know, can we talk a little bit about hopes for recovery and why transit actually helps reduce emissions versus individual passenger cars?
Well, on a per mile basis, you know, transit really, really is sufficient, and per passenger basis. And so obviously with a lot of people doing remote work, you know, there's a lot less, you know, use of the mass transit systems across the nation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really early to tell how all of this will actually come back once, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic is eased, and you know, we do think that there will be some major some of these major changes may stick. You know, a lot of people are learning that remote working can work, mm-hmm. and so there may be a different mix of of how businesses conduct, you know, their operations, and allowing more remote workplace, and which would reduce, you know, vehicle miles traveled, not only on our highways but on our mass transit systems. So part of that work that we're doing with the national laboratories is really to understand not only the choices that people make, but you know, the health, you know, the health effects of mass transit, of light duty, of rideshare services, and some of these other things that are sort of, you know, on the cusp of really taking off here in the United States, or have taken off. You know, will they remain? And if so, you know, how will people actually use them?
Sure. That will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Dave Howell, Acting Director of the Vehicle Technologies Office of the U.S. Department of Energy. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.